You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And I wish some of your dozy mates in the media had got a fix on their job and started being reporters and journalists, not editorialists and analysts, which they're not qualified to do. Prison company accepted, of course.
The Wire.
Vanuatu, Fiji and Samoa have formally requested an amendment to the principal treaty of the International Criminal Court to add ecocide alongside genocide, war crimes and aggression to the international community's list of most serious crimes. If successful, ecocide would become the fifth recognized international crime. As one of the founding members of the Rome Statute, which established the ICC, Aotearoa New Zealand has and continues to advocate for the importance of the court's role as a last resort to try the most serious crimes against humanity. I spoke to Professor of Law at the University of Waikato and former Judge of the Supreme Court in Samoa, Leilani Tuala Warren, about this proposal, what criminalising ecocide could look like, and how Aotearoa New Zealand should respond. I began the interview asking her, firstly, what ecocide is.
In very simple terms, it is really the unlawful destruction of the environment, and destruction which is severe, widespread, or long-term. So in 2021, there was an independent expert panel that came up with a definition of ecocide as an international crime. So they worked through a foundation called Stop Ecocide Foundation, and their definition was that ecocide meant unlawful or wanton acts committed with knowledge that there is a substantial likelihood of severe and either widespread or long-term damage to the environment that is caused by those acts. Interestingly enough, Sophia, one of the members of that expert panel was a Samoan former judge of the International Criminal Court. His name was Tuiloma Nerone Slade, and representation matters, right? So he represented our region on that panel, and I think it's important that that is recognised and acknowledged.
And last week, Vanuatu, Fiji and Samoa formally requested an amendment to the principal treaty of the International Criminal Court to add ecocide alongside genocide, war crimes and aggression to the international community's list of most serious crimes. What was the rationale behind this proposal?
So you're correct. The proposal was that just ecocide be made a punishable criminal offence that's recognised by the ICC. Now, the proposal is just that harming the environment should be made a crime, and it's not a new idea, but I believe the rationale behind the proposal from our Pacific nations is very simple, actually. It's just to ensure that our future generations have a home, and a home which is livable.
And small island states such as Vanuatu, Samoa and Fiji are exposed to some of the most severe consequences of climate change. How would including ecocide as a crime in international law impact vulnerable states such as these?
You know, Pacific Island nations are living with rising sea levels, things like salination of the land, which makes crops difficult to grow, overfishing, which disrupts marine ecosystems, and some quite extreme weather patterns. And I think although it's accepted that these effects are irreversible, the hope is that having ecocide as a crime would deter against future severe damage and, you know, and slow it down for these vulnerable states. Because what it means is that individuals, corporations, and even governments, perhaps, who are responsible for the harm can be held accountable. And I'm talking there about the high-polluting corporations and those responsible for wide-scale deforestation. So what it would signal is that harming the environment on that scale is one of perhaps the most reprehensible crimes in the world, on par with war crimes.
Do we have any indication of what criminalising ecocide in international law might look like in terms of the power the ICC has? Would it work similarly to how war crimes and genocide are currently treated?
Yeah, well, the crimes that ICC has dealt with, as you have mentioned, genocide, war crimes, they have been concerned with harm to humans, and it does remain to be seen whether the ICC will have the teeth, so to speak, to prosecute ecocide. And of course, they will need time to work out the substantial and procedural issues that will have to be ironed out. But I think the deterrent effect against future environmental destruction will be powerful. It could also perhaps act as an impetus for change in national criminal laws. And they will also be there to prosecute those crimes which fall outside national borders. And this is really important for our vulnerable Pacific nations because they don't have the resources to hold foreign corporations accountable.
And discussions of the proposal will likely take several years and will largely depend on the level of support the proposal gains from the 124 countries party to the ICC. Aotearoa New Zealand is one of the founding members of the Rome Statute, which established the ICC. Should Aotearoa be supporting this proposal?
Yes. I think not only should Aotearoa support this proposal, but it should also be a regional leader in criminalizing ecocide within its borders. The Pacific nations are our closest neighbors, and Aotearoa has been a leader in the region in many different areas. It should also take the lead in this area. As you said, yes, Aotearoa was a founding member of the Rome Statute, which established the ICC. Domestically, amongst the population here, there's a huge awareness that something has to be done. And our tangata whenua have spiritual and cultural ties to the environment, our rivers, our mountains. And we are the first in the world to give a river the legal status of a person. So it should be a natural progression for Aotearoa to get behind this proposal.
That was Professor of Law at the University of Waikato, Leilani Tuala-Warren, speaking to me about a proposal from Vanuatu, Fiji and Samoa to add ecocide to the international community's list of most serious crimes.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.